and you find the way to settle your body most comfortably now, with eyes closed. And wherever you've placed yourself, know you can move anytime for more comfort if need be, but for now and for today, let that solid support beneath you, as though it could just hold you comfortably, calmly, and with a little more love than usual today. For we're going to explore and find out more about appreciation and how we might involve ourselves in knowing more about it today. And so with that, the group has given a few other power words and phrases that I'll be using today along with our journey. So as you begin now by taking three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, you might give yourself this opportunity to increase your awareness about your very own breath with those deeper ones you're taking, and how good it is to be able to take some deep breaths. And that awareness leads to more, because as you pull in more air and release it, there's sort of this opening, an open availability that you can also have some new awareness about. Open availability to be able to comfort and relax even more now. So as your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs, let's bring your attention to your feet. And with the attention there, to give yourself permission and take this opportunity, because this is your time and space and place to invite and allow a deep, comfortable relaxation from your toes to your heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you are releasing, relaxing, and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more relaxation that's comfortable, a deeper inner calm begins to occur for you. And that deeper inner calm begins to strengthen from within as this comfort sensation continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And in this open availability of your time and space now, as awareness kicks in even more through your breath, of just being aware of your body and how much more you can allow it to become even more comfortable, and sort of give your body an appreciation hug in a kind of way, with the awareness of the breath flowing and being aware of your body right now, and bring attention of that breath flowing brings a deeper sense of appreciation all around and all through. As this sensation of comfort coupled with nurturing sensations now flowing up and all around through the chest. So from the solar plexus, the abs, the stomach area up through the chest. Each breath continuing to take you deeper, yet this nurturing sensation flows all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you. And all of this brings more comfort to the shoulders and a release and a letting go experience of those shoulders simply relaxing as you drift deeper now. And the deeper you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. And the more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. So down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands, and fingers, release now. Each breath drifting deeper. Goals you may be reaching for inevitably do become yours accomplished. And holding some patience along with that idea of goal accomplishment, knowing that it comes to you because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of your goals. Holding strong and firm to know with patience it all comes in. And as you turn your attention to the back area and your awareness is more keen and more high about how you're feeling as the breath moves through your body and that you're relaxing and comforting more and more and more, that upper back releases, flowing down your spine, the strength of this relaxation, helping your spine to become even stronger as you stand up true and firm and sure on your valiant path. Middle back releases, and deeper and lower. Lower back releasing now. Each breath taking you deeper. And from lower back, let's send this comfortable sensation all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And just allowing yourself to really acknowledge right now how much more aware you are of the comfort and the calm and the patience to allow this time and space and place for yourself. So that as you put your attention now at the base of your neck and flow more of that comfortable relaxation up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now taking one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, a release, to become twice as comfortable as you already are. And so with that open availability that's been occurring for this comforting that you've joined into and has joined you, more awareness all around and all through for appreciation today. And if you might allow yourself the sense of standing at the top of your symbolic staircase, and connecting within around that idea of more appreciation means more flow, more open availability for receiving and allowing, for giving and receiving and allowing. For appreciation is a surefire starter for opening up. And the awareness of that is strong within you right now. It's like All the doors and windows are open inside of you to allow more flow. And being aware of that strengthens you. And noticing about how much more you can appreciate each moment, each day, each week, your body, your soul, your mind, your whole being. How wonderful is that? How lovely could that be? And to just give yourself room to allow for it. Even now, as you hold the best vision of yourself in a radiantly healthy image. And just remember, it takes what it takes to allow for that. So a little more patience for that as well. And every step down reinforces these ideas of awareness and appreciation, patience, and radiant health. Every step reinforces these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, we know all negatives dissipate and disintegrate, and you're poised for your journey today to find out more, to discover more about appreciation and peace of mind, and perhaps forgiveness as well. So let the door of your imagination open wider and know that there is this path that you begin on moving forward, and it can be anywhere your mind takes you that seems just right for you today. The path that is yours, that you can imagine and visualize, for it is going to lead you to some place where you'll find a gate. And beyond that gate, the Ancient One, some sort of sage, is available for you. But you've heard about the Ancient One. This Ancient One is a wisdom keeper, keeper of wisdom for you. And so any or all of your senses are heightening as you find yourself walking along this path in the environment that is the just right environment for you today. And so you're aware of the sights and the sounds around you. You are completely secure from within. For you're exercising patience with yourself. You have awareness all around and all through. And here we are with each step, the appreciation grows for the environment that you're in as you're aware of the fragrances, the connection to the awesome, because what path you're on clearly, surely has beauty all around you. Beauty, another opening to a vast expansiveness within you. For as we continue to remain open and receptive to the good, the positive, and the true, so it becomes. And so you're making your way, and as you walk, you might find yourself kind of going up and down on the path, curious about it all, curious about the Ancient One, this Wisdom Keeper, who has things to reveal for you today, where you can find out more about appreciation, about peace of mind, and maybe even about forgiveness. So as you continue moving through, your path leads you kind of on a this way and then a that way, until it circles around, it crosses a little brook, and there's a footbridge that takes you across. And then onward, forward you go, beginning to lift up. The terrain is the terrain that is just right for you. But eventually you come to a gate. And at that gate there is a guardian. And the guardian lets you know that to leave something behind is what the Ancient One requests of you. For as you go to see and meet and connect with the Ancient One, a keeper of wisdom, the asking from this Ancient One is simply, leave something behind with the guardian of the gate. And so leaving something behind becomes something you know you no longer need or maybe no longer want anymore. And so you kind of shuffle through and let your own inner mind choose to leave behind the thing that you can, that is something you no longer need or want. Now, leaving something behind, when you know finally what that is, the gate swings wide open. You hand whatever you leave behind to the guardian, and that gate opens right up. You continue on the path. Takes you up a little bit, and then around again and circling up again. Noticing everything with all or any of those senses of yours, the sounds around, and becoming aware that you are approaching some very kind of deep silence. And whatever shows up, be it a cave, be it a house, be it a castle, be it a whatever is the place where the Ancient One resides. Maybe it's a tree. You're already feeling the deep, connecting silence that seems to wrap all around you already. And then it's as though you are called forth. And your own very own imagination, as we know, anything can happen as you allow for it. It becomes very clear what you come upon, where the Ancient One is waiting for you. And just become aware of where your path takes you to the place where this Ancient One is, and what does it seem like? How does it look from the outside? And the further you go, it seems the more silence there is. and approaching where the Ancient One resides in some way, shape, or form. You're getting the sense the Ancient One is coming forth from this place that you found. This is a wisdom keeper. And you notice all about this Ancient One as they appear. So that if you wanted to tell your friend about it later, you could, because the Ancient One presents in a certain way. And you're starting to feel a little bit of some excitement. Because you're going to ask what the Ancient One has for you. Something important for you to know about appreciation, about peace of mind, possibly even forgiveness. And one other something that's particular to you, something just right for you. So this Ancient One has come to meet you, and you're knowing all about them, how they look, how they seem, what's the personality, and you're having a sense of connection. For it seems to be as though the Ancient One is honoring you, and so you feel and get a sense of that. And so you let them know what you're seeking today. Something more about these four: appreciation, peace of mind, possibly forgiveness, and that one other extra thing that's very pertinent to you. So this wisdom keeper, the Ancient One, takes you to a place where the two of you sit together across from each other in a very beautiful place within this place. And you're noticing everything. And you're feeling quite calm and quite comfortable. And so you say, "Oh, Ancient One, let me know something more that's important for me to know about appreciation." And then you listen from your heart, and you'll hear in your mind what this wisdom keeper has for you about appreciation. And whatever comes forth through mind melting, there's some way it's communicating. And you're getting a sense deep within to notice what more is revealed to you, important for you about appreciation. Let it flow deep within, accept it as it comes. Sometimes very clear, sometimes right now, sometimes in a moment or two, sometimes in a dream at night, or maybe even popping in suddenly to your conscious awareness. And then you ask this Ancient One, "What more is important for me to know about how to experience peace of mind? What more do I need to experience peace of mind? More and more connecting, more and more realizing this wisdom keeper has knowledge for you. And in this silence of this place within the place, more becomes revealed to you about peace of mind. Sometimes images flow for these words, that even saying the word appreciation or peace of mind, an image pops up, bringing more understanding. Or perhaps it's the words that the Ancient One does reveal from its mind to your mind. You'll know what's right for you. And then there is this topic of forgiveness. Now, it may be just right for you today to hear something more about it, or maybe you're already in the knowledge of it. And what is it? Maybe more about self-forgiveness, or maybe it's one particular somebody or something that this word has some meaning for you about. And so as we ask the Ancient One to say more to you about what's important for you to know about this term, just allow for it. Perhaps there's an image. Perhaps something more is awakened within you that sees something more, that you see something more. A light dawns, or there's some sort of inner opening to receive more about forgiveness. Just allow for it if it's right for you today. And then one more something that's very particular to you. Perhaps a word or a phrase, something more you need to know, that's important for you to know about this something. And you ask the Ancient One, who is a wisdom keeper through all the ages, the one most important thing particular for you today. Oh, Ancient One, what more can you tell me about that? Listen with your heart, and you will hear in your mind what is important for you to know. And just then, as this further something comes to you, it's like all of these words turn the colors, and there's a circle of wind all around you, a kind of gentle breeze into wind, and then it just melts you all around with the colors of appreciation, the peace of mind, the awareness, the patience, forgiveness, and that's something more that you found. And it's as though as you've become a part of this spiral, and you're connecting with all, and you're connecting in it and around, and the Ancient One takes you in a way back down and down and down where you've come from and around, as though the Ancient One is just directing you and taking you back to a place that's very, very familiar. A place of your own that you know well, that you are comfortably relaxed with coming into this place. And the Ancient One thanks you for being willing to take this journey today and coming to seek, and hopefully, the Ancient One says, to find what more may be just right for you today. And this Ancient One flows the colors all around you and then is gone. And you're with the colors of all the goodness, the experience, the words, the images that came to you today through your own deeper inner mind in a way that allows you to feel heightened with appreciation, with awareness, with peace of mind, with patience, forgiveness, and that something more just right for you today. And so in this swirl of comfortable colors that are yours now, they go deep within. And though these images may fade, the strength of what came for you today on your journey to the Ancient One stays with you. The meanings and the purpose are yours, and they're strengthened within you as we reinforce the goodness of them all at zero. And we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience, the good, the positive, the true, and the beauty. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath and a release. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of deep inner beingness, of feeling peaceful, comfortable. Three, so good. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.